Audio file lesson 80, The Samaritan Woman. The message: just like the Samaritan woman, we should tell others about God's work. The Bible text is John chapter 4, verse 3 to 26, verse 39 to 42. The story: Jesus and the Samaritan. Jesus was on his way to Galilee with his disciples. They had taken the road through Samaria and had reached the town of Sychar. Jesus was tired after walking such a distance and decided to sit at Jacob's well. A woman came to the well to draw water. Jesus asked her, "Please give me a drink." The disciples had gone into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman asked Jesus, "How is it that you, a Jew, would ask a Samaritan woman for a drink of water?" Jews did not interact with Samaritans. Jesus said to her, "If only you knew who is asking you for a drink, you would have asked me to give you living water." The Samaritan woman replied, "Sir, you do not have a bucket, and the well is deep. Where can you get living water?" Jesus told her, "If you drink from this well, you will thirst again. Whoever drinks of the living water will never thirst again." The Samaritan woman said, "Sir, please give me this living water so that I will not be thirsty again." Jesus told her, "Go get your husband." The Samaritan woman told him that she did not have a husband. So Jesus replied, "This is true. You do not have a husband." Jesus talked with the woman and told her all about things that had happened to her in the past. The Samaritan woman replied, "You are a prophet. Although my family has worshipped on this mountain, Jews says the only place to worship is in Samaria." Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "It does not matter where you worship. God wants people who would worship him honestly." The woman replied, "I know the Messiah is coming." Jesus told her, "I am the Messiah." The woman left the well and ran into the city. She told many people what she experienced and how Jesus told her all about her past. Through her, many came to listen to Jesus and believed in him. The people explained to the woman, "It was not because of what you said that we believed. We know because we heard him ourselves and came to believe that he indeed was the Savior." Suggestions for the teacher: leading, show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what he or she may feel. Let some of the children play the conversation in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise, fancy dress, a little table, a vessel with water, a cup, etc. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Why does the woman not recognize Jesus? Suggestive answers are: Jews do not speak with Samaritans. They look down on them. They think they are impure. Why is water important for our natural lives? Suggestive answers are: to quench our thirst, plants need water to grow. What does Jesus mean with living water? Suggestive answer is: this is God's word, which helps us to grow spiritually. What does the woman do when she recognizes Jesus? Suggestive answer is: she wants to share her experience with others. Have the children repeat this. Jesus told the woman, if she drank from the well of eternal life, she would never thirst again. The Samaritan woman recognized Jesus and openly praised God. We can help spread the gospel to everyone around us. Real life application. Explain the following. Even though all of us are different, from different tribes and countries. We are all God's children. How do we receive the living water today? Suggestive answers are, we hear God's words in Sunday school, in the divine services. The Samaritan woman believed Jesus. She openly praised God to those around her. How can we share his love and promise of eternal life with others? Suggestive answer is, let us openly talk about God to people around us in the following week. Repeat the message. Just like the Samaritan woman, we should tell others about God's work.